Hi, this is Pastor Logan Robertson from Pillar Baptist Church in Ipswich, Australia. I'm bringing you Mormon Moment number 7. This one's about confessing your sins. You know, who should we confess them to? Well, according to Joseph Smith and their Doctrine and Covenants, actually, I will read you the verse first. It says in verse number 12 of chapter 59, "But remember that on this, the Lord's Day, thou shalt offer thine oblations and thy sacraments unto the Most High, confessing thy sins unto thy brethren and before the Lord." So they say you have to confess your sins unto your brethren and before God. The Bible teaches we confess our sins to God and God alone. We don't have to confess our sins unto some priest or unto Joseph Smith or anyone in the Mormon church or anyone for that matter, only unto God. And I'll read you a verse from the Bible in a minute. But I know a guy, a friend that used to be a Mormon. And when he became a Mormon, he had to go and confess his sins unto their bishop at their local church. And he had to go, before he was baptized, he had to confess all his sins and, you know, name every single one of them and when he did them and everything into great detail. That is weird. Now, I don't want to know my church members what they've been doing, you know, yesterday or the day before. I don't want to know about it. But they obviously do. They obviously got sick minds and they want to hear, you know, about everybody's sins. And so I'll read you from James chapter 5 and verse number 16. It says, "Confess your faults one to another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much." The Bible says that we're meant to confess our sins unto God, yes. But here it says, confess your faults one to another. You know, that would be like saying, you know, say I don't read my Bible much. And I went up to someone and I said, "Hey, you know, brother, can you just pray for me that, you know, I could be strengthened in my Bible reading? Because, you know, I've been failing lately and I haven't been doing enough Bible reading." That's what a fault would be. And so you're asking your brother to pray for you, to help you, to strengthen you in that area of your life. But you're not confessing all your sins unto your brethren. That's just weird. And that's what the Book of Mormon teaches that you're meant to do. It's not found in the Bible. But that was Mormon Moment number 7. Have a nice day. God bless.